CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The business of America is small business. The headline in the Wall Street Journal tells a wild story. Jobs growth of 350,000 blasts past expectations as labor market stays hot. I welcome Gene Marks, who's just off the road. He's a small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK, US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. He writes columns for the Washington Times, for Forbes. He's here to explain on the road during this month of incredible jobs growth. No one had this number right. In fact, some of the best on Wall Street were off 50%. You ask yourself, why do they have jobs? Gene, a very good evening to you. Welcome back. You've been in Scottsdale, Arizona, talking to the construction business, and in Cabo, Mexico, talking to the American trucker business. Let's start with construction. That is a tell for growth. Is it growing? Is it positive? Good evening to you, Gene.
Hi, John. Yeah, the group of construction contractors and firms that I spoke to in Scottsdale this week are all reporting that they are busy. Some of them are getting, you know, government work. Let's not forget that a lot of the growth in the economy, the very robust GDP that was reported, you know, last, for this past quarter, a lot of it was not only made up of consumer spending, but government spending. So, quite a few businesses in the room were taking that government spending and working on government related projects, whether as a contractor or a subcontractor. They're hiring. They're looking for people. They dovetail right into the job growth story that we have just seen, which is really phenomenal. And yeah, John, how do these economists have jobs? I don't understand either when they miss their estimates that much. So that was the construction owners. Okay. I heard a different story from the truckers, though. You know, I was it was a meeting of about 100 commercial, freight and trucking firms. These are not like Amazon drivers or even UPS, which, by the way, laid off 12,000 people, announced layoffs of 12,000 people. The trucking industry are struggling. I mean, people were not, popping the champagne corks at this meeting. They said that 2023 was a very difficult year. There were a lot of, a lot of containers going out, a lot of trucks going out, not to capacity. They're still short of labor. I mean, which again, even though they're not doing as well as maybe some other industries, they are looking for drivers. And so they are, maybe they do tie into this, to this narrative. The other thing is that's important to know with the truckers in that group, you and I were talking before we went on the air, how is it that with the economy growing the way it is, why are these truckers saying, they're not, they're struggling? And these are commercial truckers, they're B2B. Manufacturing was just reported this week by the Institute of Supply Managers to be in contraction for the 15th consecutive month. So while the services industry continues to do well, and that's where the jobs are going, government and services, manufacturers are still having a hard time. And a lot of the trucking people in the room that I was speaking to, they deliver B2B. They're delivering materials to manufacturers, people that make stuff. And because manufacturing has been in contraction, these trucking firms, I think, are the ones seeing that, result. I'm assuming if I were to talk to, again, drivers for Amazon or other firms that are moving consumer-related goods that were purchased from China, maybe that's a different story. But that industry itself was not, was not in a good mood when I spoke to them this week.
We have average hourly earnings up 0.6% from a month earlier, putting them at 4.5% from a year earlier, which is extremely strong, and at the same time puts money in the pockets of those employed. The mystery at the Wall Street Journal is, where did the workers come from?
Yeah.
We have a shortage of workers in most jobs. We have 9 million jobs opening, and that's been seen as an indicator of a softening market. And then we get these blowouts. Gene, these numbers don't go anywhere. They're all over the place.
They really are. It's a concern. I know they even revised up the job numbers from last month. Every month in 2023, job numbers were revised significantly down from their initial estimate. So I do want to temper that. Whatever came out, whatever was just announced today, it gets driven down. Now, when I look at metrics, John, I really tend to ignore what comes from the government. I like to look at real data. And when I look at jobs, I look at ADP and I look at paychecks, because both of those companies, they report on hourly earnings growth as well as jobs growth. Now, both companies also did report that, you know, their customers, which makes up many millions of businesses, did report job growth. So that kind of justifies what the government reported. However, earnings growth and wage growth, even from paychecks, was not as high as what the government was reported. It was more like around 3%, not as high as 4%. So I do give the government's numbers a little, with a grain of salt. I like to look at what the payroll companies are reporting, and I put more into that as well. Having said that, even a 3% rise in earnings on an annualized basis is still on par, even now slightly above maybe what inflation is. So that's good news for workers. And listen, that's great news for the economy. We should be happy, John. This is good stuff.
We are.
We're adding jobs. We're spending money.
Yeah, we're puzzled. My anecdote to contribute from the little I can see into the economy, because I spend most of my time with bad news, is that the advertisers have come back who were very reluctant in 23 because of the repeated economists' predictions of a recession. Advertising is the first thing you cut back on when you're a large firm for the consumer, which is what radio is and podcasting is as well. Those advertisers have returned. I don't know if they're spending big money, but they're back in the game. That's Google. That's Meta. And Meta's support shows in its earnings. It shows at Google as well. But that's not the heart of the economy. The heart of the economy is construction.
Yeah.
And the jobs that are generated by housing. And the interest rates are still too high to say housing is recovered.
There's no question about that. And I do think that when interest rates do eventually start to come down, and I'm hoping that sometime in 2024, although this strong economy is, you know, pulling the Fed back from doing that right now, that is going to have a big impact on, you know, on housing, new home sales, as well as new construction. I mean, construction is still up, you know, was just reported. And jobs, getting back to that, you know, the Wall Street Journal, they're keeping track of, layoffs in 2024. And by the way, the Wall Street Journal just had some layoffs in their D.C. office.
Big layoffs, major names, the White House correspondent. It surprises me.
Yeah, it is pretty. I mean, there are reasons, but they're already in 2024. You know, Salesforce, the CRM company, is laying off 700 people. You know, eBay, 2,000 people. UPS, I mentioned before, 12,000 people. A lot of the big brands, the corporations, are laying people off. I know who those people are. These big brands are looking at their bloated workforces and laying people off that are not providing them with return on investment. And listen, John, you and I have been talking about this the past 2 years. It's the quiet quitters and the barely minimum Monday people, you know? They're the ones that are being laid off right now.
Is it AI?
Yeah, it is. They're investing in tech so they can get things done quicker. They're realizing that they can cut, the fat in some either administrative, PR, marketing, other of those roles, and really not see a difference in their profitability for doing it. I mean, they scratch their head and wonder what were these people doing when they were employed anyway. But these are like fairly highly paid people. These are white collar workers, and I'm curious to hear where they're going to end up. I mean, a lot of small businesses can't afford people like that to bring them onto the payroll. If you're a tech developer, that's one thing, but it'll be interesting to see where a lot of these people do land, because they're leading from white collar middle management corporate jobs. Now they're unemployed. What business is going to hire them? What small business is going to hire them? It'll be interesting to see how nimble they are to maintain their compensation.
One more national number. Gene does this for me because I don't have access to Las Vegas. I don't think about it, but Gene travels there. The Las Vegas numbers, the drum roll, please. How did it end 23?
So Vegas is interesting. It's up, okay? So about 5.2% ahead of 2022. So that's really good news. It was it was definitely a good year. And there are many months during Vegas where the convention numbers, these are like, attendees for conventions, were exceeded the numbers from 2019. That's what I look at, pre-COVID. And I counted, most months during the year, there was some exceeding of 2019, which is really, which is really good news. I do think that, Vegas numbers themselves still have some catching up to do. But people are out there, John. They're going to the conventions. I see them. the planes are full. Vegas has been busy. So that's good news.
I have a number here somewhere about the amount of money that Vegas took from gamblers in the month of December. It was a big number. It was more than a billion. It was a big number. And so Vegas is clearly a comfortable part of our economy. We're going to turn to small business next, because Gene has a series of columns that are helpful, but it's at the same time suggestive that there's regulation out and knocking on your door. This is CBS, Eye on the World, the Small Business Report with Gene Marks of the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, and the Philadelphia Inquirer. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.